Allow yourself to settle into a posture for practice, making sure you feel really nicely grounded. So really feel into the touch points of body sitting or standing, lying down. And as you settle into the sensations of sitting, I'm going to read you a little quote that comes from Joseph Goldstein's book, Mindfulness, A Practical Guide to Awakening. And for those of you who have it, it's on page 21. And he quotes the English monk Ajahn Suchito, who talks about concentration as enjoying embodied presence. So thinking of samadhi as enjoying embodied presence. Settling back into the body and allowing the stress and tensions to unravel through simply being aware of what presents itself. So Ajahn Suchito says, receiving joy is another way to say enjoyment, and samadhi is the act of refined enjoyment. It is based in skillfulness. It is the careful collecting of oneself into the joy of the present moment. Joyfulness means there's no fear, no tension, no ought to. There isn't anything we have to do about it. It's just this. So often when we think of concentration, or the better word, samadhi, we often get ideas in our heads that it needs to be tight and controlled and that we're trying to focus. And it's more this embodied presence, this enjoyment in the present moment. And so to help us along in this regard, we're going to take a few moments to gladden the mind. And so ask yourself, what gladdens this heart mind of mine? Is it engaging in a little bit of gratitude reflection? Is it a little loving kindness practice? Perhaps especially focused on someone who makes you smile. Or maybe it's remembering your very deepest and heartfelt intentions, why you practice, your inspirations for practice. Maybe it's for love, for cultivating peace, for really living from truth, for living fully. So take a few moments now to gladden the heart mind, however you would like to do it. and take a few moments to notice how body, heart, and mind are doing right now with this gladdening. Is there perhaps a little softening through the body, brightening in the heart mind, maybe even a bit of a smile? Just really notice any benefits from that and really absorb it. And now, again, taking good care of posture, grounding in the body, as we move into our practice with breathing. As the breathing makes itself known to you, feel it wherever it feels easeful, and yet there's alertness. And as we gathered our awareness in the walking, letting it be a very gentle gathering into the breathing, noting where attention wanders to, and coming back again and again as a gift to ourselves, a way to settle, to enjoy embodied presence. Cultivating interest in the breathing. Perhaps noticing different qualities to the breathing. A breath that's long or short, rough or smooth. as we continue to gather awareness, you may find it helpful with each out-breath to make a little mental note here and just feel the body drop into here. Feel the breath drop here. And with the in-breath, a little note of now. Again, as ways to help gather the awareness. If this noting isn't helpful, then just let it go and feel breathing. Noticing where attention wanders to again and again. Noting that and coming back to breathing. Now. Here. It's said that the proximate cause of samadhi is happiness, and you may find it helpful to periodically refresh that gladdening of the mind with that moment of gratitude or loving kindness to the dear one, the one that makes you smile, or that remembrance of those deeper intentions, aspirations. And then come back to breathing. Now, here. Keeping the interest lively, perhaps by noticing qualities of the breathing, keeping the heart mind in a gladdened place, and began practicing with a bit of noting. Now, here. Or noting all of those places the mind drifts to. Remembering each moment of noting is a moment of mindfulness, and we're cultivating some samadhi as we come back and settle again. Now, here. And in these last few minutes of our practice, let's listen to this poem by David Wagner. And if you have more time to practice after the bells at home, then this poem, you may find it helpful as instruction for both mindfulness and samadhi. Poem is called Lost. Stand still. The trees ahead and the bushes beside you are not lost. Wherever you are is called here, and you must treat it as a powerful stranger. Must ask permission to know it and be known. The forest breathes. Listen. It answers. I have made this place around you. If you leave it, you may come back again, saying, here. No two trees are the same to raven, no two branches are the same to wren. If what a tree or a bush does is lost on you, you are surely lost. Stand still. The forest knows where you are. You must let it find you. And really feeling into three breaths, now and here, to finish.